Question 2. How have digital and social media changed recruiting? Digital. Adjective or noun? Technology in modern day society. More and more, businesses are existing within a digital landscape. In 2003, social media took off in a big way. LinkedIn and Facebook, known as FaceMash in the early days, were both founded. Suddenly, people had these structures built around connecting with others online, even continents away. That change was massive enough on its own. But those structures have only continued to evolve and adapt over the last 15 years. The rise of Twitter and Instagram have also drastically altered the social media landscape. Jump to 2020, when COVID-19 became a worldwide pandemic and changed just about everything, especially how we conducted business. We saw an accelerated shift into this new digital age with virtual meetings, Zoom, etc. Now, more than ever, connecting through technology and social media is vital to success. However, as digital has changed how we interact with one another, many recruiters have failed to recognize the opportunities in this major shift as it's taken place. Most people see social media as having made businesses less personal, and in many ways, this is true. Businesses have become less personal because it's hard to connect to an intangible entity like a company. Because of this, template-style posts and other generic content abound on corporate social media accounts. But some leaders and recruiters have come to recognize social media for what it can be, a recruiting superweapon. Growing up, I played a lot of Mario Brothers. Let's not even get into how much video games have changed since those days. Anyone who played the game knew about cheat codes. You could input these codes into the console to give you advantages when playing the game. One example is that you could get extra lives for your character. If you died, you could come back more times. Another example was that you could give your character the ability to do a mega jump from a standing still position. Social media is like a cheat code for recruiting. It gives you more life on the system and more staying power. It lets you go from standing still straight to leaping forward and gaining new ground. Don't just take my word, or Mario's, for it. 86% of job searchers in 2022 used social media in their job search. 65% of people are open to hearing about a job opportunity from a personal connection on social media. It's that powerful, yet it's criminally underutilized by recruiting leaders. This is especially disappointing when we consider how powerful social media can be for the attractive leader. But what should a recruiting leader do to attract recruits on social media? Is it enough just to post a lot about company culture and values? Our belief at 4C is that people connect with people. Humans are social creatures, and we want to see other humans. Social media content has 561% more reach when employees share content versus when a company shares. In addition, content from employees is typically shared 24 times more frequently than company content. People connect to people, not to companies. I'll share this vital piece of advice for the recruiting leader on social media. You are your most valuable product. 82% of people are more likely to trust a company when senior executives are active on social media. 77% of people say they are more likely to buy when the CEO of the business uses social media. The leaders of your company are your product. I'll say it again. Your CEO, your C-suite, your executive leaders, and your manager should be on social media. All of these people are capable of achieving more reach on an individual level than their company does on a corporate level. I mentioned earlier that it's estimated by 2025, millennials will make up 75% of the workforce. Millennials are one of the most educated and qualified workforces in American history. 61% of them have attended college. They're looking for opportunities to grow, and they're looking for opportunities to align with the right companies. Because of this, they're not afraid to job hop in the search for the right culture to fit their needs. As a result, many of them move companies every 3 years. The millennial workforce consists of people born between the early 80s and mid-90s. These are people who grew up while social media was coming up. They've been there for all of its changes, so they're comfortable with using it as a tool to connect. 73% of millennials used social media in their last job search. Leverage social media to show people on the outside an idea of what it's like on the inside. And you want the inside to look not just good, but but human. And keep this in mind, 82% of people say they would quit their job if they had a bad manager. Leadership is a vital aspect of why someone would choose a position or company. To put it in the simplest terms, nobody wants to sign on to a job where they believe that leadership is bad. Everybody wants a job where they believe leadership will be good. People want to feel connected to and be heard by their leadership, and people connect more to individuals than to companies. So, the question is, how do your leaders look on social media? Do they look like human, caring people? Or do they just look like one headshot and the company logo? The more relatable we are, the more loyalty we'll earn. So let's look at Gavin's story to see the importance of authenticity.